Our next presenter is Dr. Keon Gilbert. He's an assistant professor of the Department of Behavior Science and Health Education at the St. Louis University School of Public Health. Dr. Gilbert's key research interests include social capital, health disparities, African-American men's health, and interventions. Dr. Gilbert, his work to date draws on interdisciplinary training in biology, African-American studies, public affairs, and public health to investigate the intersection of racial identity, racial socialization, and structural racism as an important yet unexplored social determinant of African-American male health across the life course. Dr. Gilbert.
Good afternoon. Good evening. I'll try to be brief. I don't want to stand between people and receptions. So I am, of course, not Louis Ross. I am presenting for him today. So this presentation covers the differences in satisfaction with prostate cancer treatment choice between black and white men. Just acknowledging our co-authors. Pretty much gone through the background, so I'm going to skip this in the interest of time. Specifically, thinking about the important role of survivorship, there are a lot of basic issues around survivorship. Survivorship includes other treatments, interaction with the healthcare system, how men access the healthcare system, how they use certain services, and the importance of the involvement of family members and friends from treatment to the end of life. Number of related research studies on survivorship involve the complexity of choosing a treatment, whether there is any satisfaction or regret of a given treatment, and what are the possible side effects from a number of treatments. Additionally, thinking about information about this study includes some overall information about the study, about sponsorship, and a number of variables included in this particular study. And in particular, the analysis will help to clarify what are the factors associated with having had the best treatment, the association between self-reported quality of life and having had the best treatment, and thirdly, what's the association between initial treatment received and having had the best treatment. In this particular set of analyses, we discussed the specific nature of the current study, including how the data were obtained, the method used to obtain the data, and the number of cases to date. As we've already talked about, this particular analysis includes about 827 men. And again, the main research questions, black and white men with a history of prostate cancer were asked a series of questions about treatment, including what treatment did they get, was a prostatectomy, external beam radiation, etc. Also, do you now believe that the treatment you got was the first, was the one that was best for you? Dichotomizes yes or no. Examined by a number of factors, SES, a number of health-related factors, race, marital status, education, employment age, treatment year and month, health insurance status, treatment decisions, and whether they felt bothered by side effects and continued with quality of life. Here we see for their overall percentages for the 827 men. For example, the sample was 56% white, 44% black. One can see that the majority of men have chosen surgery, had some form of health insurance, thought the treatment obtained was the best, made the final treatment decisions themselves, and had somewhat felt bothered by their side effects from the treatment. This slide looks at racial comparisons of certain characteristics, differed on several socioeconomic and treatment-related basic information. Here we're presenting some selected ones, whether the treatment received was believed to be the best by that individual, the type of treatment received, and who made the final decision. And these are bivariate comparisons. There was a relationship between race and belief that they had the best treatment. Secondly, there was a relationship between race and the type of treatment received. Thirdly, there was a relationship between race and shared and individual decision making. White men shared more, and black men made the decision 100% by themselves more often. Here we see that the majority of the study of the sample population had less than high school. Most worked full time. Most had health insurance. Here you can see, again, the independent variables in the model were race, education, employment status, health insurance coverage, initial treatment received, feeling bothered by side effects, and contentment with one's quality of life. When controlling for all the variables in the model, only three remained significant: treatment received, bother from side effects from treatment, and contentment with their quality of life. These are the characteristics with belief that treatment chosen was the best: initial treatment received, feeling bothered by side effects, and content with quality of life. Here we use logistic regression to adjust for all variables in the model. When controlling for all variables, only three remained significant, and those were treatment received, feeling bothered by side effects from the treatment, and contentment with quality of life. Men who had surgery were almost four times the odds of belief that they had the best treatment compared to those men who had watchful waiting. Similarly, men who had radiation as their initial treatment had 4.5 times the odds of belief that they had the best treatment compared to men who had watchful waiting. And even men who had all other treatments had 5 times the odds of belief that they had the best treatment compared to men who were watchful waiters. Men with a moderate to very much, who felt moderately or very much so bothered by their side effects, were twice the odds of belief that they had the best treatment compared to men who had none, felt little to no bother from their side effects. Men who were more content, as respondents responded to either quite a bit or to very much, with their overall quality of life, almost had 2 times the odds of belief that they had the best treatment compared to men who were not at all or a little content with their overall quality of life. Their number of strengths and limitations. Data here were from a fairly large study of black and white men with the history of prostate cancer. Black men were oversampled to give large enough numbers for comparison, as well as within group analyses. The study contained a large number of questions specifically related to prostate cancer. Limitations: data collection is still ongoing and suspected to be completed later this fall. Analysis for the current study is preliminary. Sampling was limited to one state, and it was from data from the Cancer Registry in North Carolina. All right, just in summary, majority of men with history of prostate cancer believe that treatment they received was the best. Most organizations recommend some form of shared decision-making. However, a majority of men reported individual instead of shared decision-making for prostate cancer treatment. Surgery was the most frequent reported treatment decision. Fewer men reported that they did not have the best treatment. A majority of men reported somewhat to very much feeling bothered by side effects from the treatments. Black and white men differed in a few areas, namely belief that treatment was the best, treatment type received, and who made the final decision regarding those treatments. Belief that prostate cancer treatment was best was associated with SES, level of education, employment, and health insurance, and health-related factors. Treatment received, feeling bothered by side effects, and contentment with overall quality of life. After adjusting, 3 factors were associated with belief that treatment was the best: initial treatment received, feeling bothered by side effects, contentment with quality of life. However, those men who reported feeling bothered by side effects were more likely to report that they had the best cancer treatment. This is just listing our funders and moving on to discussion. Thank you.
And please join me in giving the speakers another round of applause. We're now